Welcome to Scram Episode 3. On the show today we have Elizabeth and Sarah from 6FB, Jake from 6HB and Urson from 6KG. Looking forward to a great Scram Episode 3.
Hey, Sarah here. Some of the topics we have coming up today are our crazy Melbourne weather, a comedy routine, inter-school sports reports, and a book review with Miss Jensen. So let's get the show on the road.
Firstly, our weather. So Sarah, what do you think about this crazy Melbourne weather over the last few days?
Yeah, hasn't it been all over the place? 35 degrees last Saturday, 38 degrees on Sunday. It was so hot, and yesterday there were buckets of rain, a storm, and even a blackout here at Millgate Primary.
Yeah, Sarah, talking about crazy weather.
Tell me about it. I wonder what the weather will be like over the next few days.
Last Friday, the Junior School Council organised an odd shoe day.
Who were we fundraising for?
We were fundraising for Oxfam, who raise awareness for poverty around the world.
How much money did we make in total?
$360.80.
Wow, that's awesome! And good luck to Mr. Will, Miss Gooding, Miss HB and Mr. Manda on their 100-kilometre walk.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and for this week's Scram preview, I'm going to be interviewing Miss Jensen with two books, Magic by Angie Sage and The Keepers by Liam Tanner. Now we have Miss Jensen reviewing the book Magic by Angie Sage.
Okay, the first thing you need to know is this is an ideal series for those people who are still missing Harry Potter. The second one you need to know is that it also has a young boy wizard, although this boy wizard does not know he's a boy wizard, which is, yes, I agree, similar to Harry Potter. The third one is that, unlike Harry Potter, he has a large and loving family who helps him in his quest to become an extraordinary wizard. And there's also some marvellous shoes.
The next book we have with Miss Jensen is called The Keepers by Liam Tanner.
Okay, this second book is a book that not many people will probably know of. It's called The Keepers by Liam Tanner. Now, in this one, we've got a main character who's a girl called Goldie Roth. We also have a city called the City of Dunt. And in this city, bad things happen. Okay, in this city, what happens is that when children are born, they're given to an orphanage, no matter who their parents are. And they are raised by the orphanage in a very mean and horrible way until the day of separation, which is when they're 12. Now, the main character in this, called Goldie Roth, is a fairly headstrong girl, and she decides that she doesn't want to do this. And so on the day of separation, she runs away and she ends up in the Museum of Thieves. Now, in the Museum of Thieves, also called the Museum of Dunt, it is a bit like the TARDIS. It is a lot bigger on the inside, and there are people who would love to know its secrets. And in this tale, this is how Goldie managed to defeat those people and help the Museum of Thieves to protect itself. And there's meant to be a second one coming, but it hasn't been published yet, and I am waiting with bated breath.
Thank you, Miss Jensen, for your review of these two books. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, Miss Jensen and Elizabeth. Those books sound great. I'm sure everyone would like to go and read them now.
Now, Urson and Jake with School Unit News.
Hi, it's Urson. This week, our PIP attitude is commitment. Commitment means sticking to something and never giving up.
Hey, Jake here. Commitment also means finishing what you started. Today, we have the commitment wrappers to wrap this week's attitude.
Two.
When I walk in this class, this is what I see. Everyone stops and staring at me. I've got commitment in my books and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. I'm committed.
Thanks for that, commitment rappers. It sounded great.
Also, just a reminder that next Wednesday, Bourgeoisie will be coming to Millgate to do some bush dancing with us all.
This event will be from 6:30 to 8:30. Please bring along a picnic or there'll be a sausage sizzle available.
Thanks, boys, for that reminder on the bourgeoisie. Hope everyone brings their cowboy hats. Yee-haw!
Hey, it's Elizabeth. Well, Urson just came to me and he said he's got the best joke ever.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this joke.
Hey, Jake, What did the baby corn say to the mother corn?
I don't know. What?
Where's the popcorn?
Ursin, you're really good. You should be on stage.
Really?
Yeah, sweeping it.
Oh, boys, that's enough of that rubbish. That was terrible.
Now it's time for inter-school sports reports with Sarah.
Inter-school sports. Sadly, it was cancelled due to the crazy Melbourne weather.
Thanks, Sarah, with that very short inter-school sports report.
Thanks for listening to episode 3 of Scram. Stay tuned for After the Music where we have bloopers.
Bye. Bye. So Sarah, what do you think about this crazy weather?
Thank you for watching our Everyone bring their cowboy boots.
Bring along.
What?
Please bring along a picnic, or there'll be a sausage sizzle available.
Wait, I haven't got it yet.
Okay.